You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. My name is Varian, and this is sort of the first week of me taking over this 3 p.m. time slot. I'm no stranger to CJSF, actually. I've taken a few hiatuses here and there, but I'll have you know that I'm somewhat of a regular programmer here. I had another similar slot for Open Mic, maybe from... I finished during the summer and then took some time off to focus on school last semester, but was very, very much missing this programming. And so here I am back again. They found me a time slot that fit me perfect this semester, so I'm very glad to be here. It was kind of nice listening to, that was a rerun of Typical Tuesdays just before me, but it's always very interesting to me listening to other people's, other programmers' sort of styles and cadences and what they talk about. But ultimately, I bet there's a lot of overlap, and so starting to hear the host, I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the host of Typical Tuesdays, but listening to them talk about how, to some extent, picking music and picking fun songs is sort of this like very big relief to their work week. They talk about how, you know, it's time to stop checking. And they were talking about how time to stop checking Microsoft Teams and checking their phone notifications. And now they get to sort of cherry pick songs that, you know, they're planning on playing for the week. And I feel like that's sort of congruent with my own personal experience with coming to the radio station. I mean, it's such a nice place. It's such a nice place to sort of come after school, especially, you know, after kind of being bogged down by some of, I myself was a student. It sounded like the host there was potentially also a student, but maybe like potentially in a faculty role. I wasn't really sure. But, you know, stressful, I can imagine, nonetheless, but it's very nice to come here and have the sanctity of the studio and come and sort of do my thing and mosey around the Plex server and pick some music that speaks to me. And so, yeah, I'm very happy to and very privileged to have a time slot once again. And so I hope you guys will tune in week after week and hear what I have to say and listen to the variety hour that I'm going to be broadcasting to you guys from now on. Just on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikalam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We work and play here, and I've been a student here at SFU on these nations for quite some time now, so good to note. And we're going to get into some music here. My first track of the day, Land by a band called Land of Talk. Here's Your Beautiful Self. Land of Talk I was introduced to somewhat recently. There was this really beautiful movie that I saw called I Like Movies, which, funny enough, the main star in that show is this guy named Isaiah, I can't pronounce his last name, Letney, who is also like kind of a bit of a prolific like SoundCloud rapper, especially when I was like a kid, or I say a kid, but maybe when I was like 16 and watched him perform, and he was like friends with this other SoundCloud rapper from Vancouver called Cold Turkey, and I was really into them and found out that he had an acting career, and so I followed him and watched this movie. It was a great movie. I definitely recommend it. A great coming-of-age story about sort of a small town in Ontario. But the song ends with this beautiful Land of Talk song. And so off their newest album, Performances, here is Your Beautiful Self on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. And I feel so stupid. Now we're doing it all the time. We only had the night.
smoke in the heather. I got fat red blood and flies sucking on the leather. I don't mind, I feel kind, be my pleasure. It would be my pleasure.
And welcome back. That was Big Sigh by Marika Hackman here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And so I've been, this past weekend I celebrated sort of an early Chinese New Year dinner with some of my direct family and my girlfriend. And this year is like an important year for me because I'm turning 24. Which means that the zodiac calendar has reset. So I'm born Year of the Dragon. So once again, this year is my year. It's the Year of the Dragon once again. And so it's an exciting time. And I was talking to some people a little bit about that because I found out that the year 2000, the year I was born, was a special year because it was, first off, a little bit of context. Every year, in addition to the animal names, so like the zodiac signs, that being like, you know, rat, cow, tiger, rabbit, dragon, you know, it goes on. There's also like qualities to the year. And so it can be essentially the system works as the cycle kind of repeats every 60 years. And so the year I was born is the golden dragon. I mean, that's sort of a bit of a interpolation, I suppose, because it's the symbol. It's actually the metal, the year of the metal dragon, but the symbol for gold and metal are very similar, and so therefore affectionately named, you know, it's the year of the golden dragon, so the Chinese call it. And so it works on a cycle of every 60 years, that being so, obviously every 12 years you cycle through the animals, but you also cycle through the qualities, so that being like five qualities being metal, water, wood, fire, and earth, and 12 years, so 5 times 12, 60. And so I was, you know, very lucky to be born in that year. But I found out that that was like a kind of a big selling point for a lot of Chinese children. And my mom seems to remember that the year I was born, the hospitals being very full, like for example, Children's Hospital in Vancouver was too full to take on my mom at the time, and so that's why I had to go to Burnaby Hospital, because I think a lot of Chinese families were trying to have children in the year 2001. I mean, I think maybe at large a lot of families probably wanted their kid you know, born at the turn of the century, the year 2000, Y2K and whatnot, but you know, I think a lot of Chinese families were sort of attracted to that because it was the year of the golden dragon. And so that's sort of like a nice little tidbit. And so supposedly because it's my year, I should be expecting a good year. I'm turning 24. Some of my coworkers have told me that 24 was a great year for them. So I'm excited for that. And so in case some of you guys were curious, this year is obviously the year of the dragon, but it's the year of the wooden dragon. And so more affectionately, they call it the year of the green dragon, just because the word association between, you know, wood and sort of plant life and greenery. So it's the year of the green dragon. So for all of you that are turning maybe, I guess, multiples of 12, so maybe turning 12 this year. I doubt there's any 12-year-olds listening to my radio cast. If that is you, though, however, props to you. Radio is a bit of an antiquated listening experience, so props to you. Hats off to you. But anyone turning 24, 36, 48, any of those ages, you know, it's your year. It's your year to thrive. It's your year to prosper. Maybe, you know, untold riches, you know, good health. Who's to say? Anyways, on to some more music from a band called Chop Sue Me. It's kind of funny. I had come in a little bit early after class, came in to look through and form my little playlist. And so this band had been labeled. So for some context, they're all sort of labeled with categories because being that we're a community radio station, we sort of have to. I think it's a radio station broadcasting bylaw at large, but we have to broadcast a certain amount of Canadian content, and so our radio station also has decided to do a, I guess, more well known now as sort of an inclusivity, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, we have to have a certain amount of songs that meet a certain kind of requirements. And so all the music in the library is always tagged. And so the tag for Chop Sue Me here was Snowcore. But I'm pretty sure it was meant to be Slowcore. But Snowcore kind of, I feel like, has that same sort of aura to it of like, you know, when I think about the snow day that just happened, I think about like going out in the morning and the sort of quiet and sort of serene sort of, you know, stillness of like a snow day. And so maybe it is sort of applicable. I don't know. I can't really keep up with all these cores. It's kind of a, you know, kind of getting a little obsessive, you know, electronic core, you know, lolly core, twink core. I don't know. The list goes on, but I should stop rambling and play you guys some music. So for my next track here for you guys, Chop Sumi So Raw here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
So right.